Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Grease Man here feeling extra perky today. I'm so perky, perky, perky. Oh, so very, very perky. I'm the perky little turkey you adore. Yes, happy. Just a happy kind of guy with a twinkle in my eye. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing a damn thing. I'm just going to kick back, let you do all the work. I'm going to relax, buddy. Relax. That's the great thing about being divorced. I don't have to... I don't know. I hate to keep talking about it still. I guess I shouldn't, right? Maybe I still love her. Maybe I still love her if I'm always carping about her, but I just can't help it. I just can't help it. I'll never forget that brutal... She was brutal to me. I mean, she was brutal to me. Not only here, but when we spent time south in the border. Vamos, muchachos! Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Yeah, we're going south of the border. I'll never forget that time we... Estelle insisted on going into the Badlands. You know, she didn't want to see the tourist attractions. She wasn't content to stay in the hotel pool in Acapulco that had a submerged bar. We could have sat there drinking pina coladas all day long. No way. She wanted to go all the way into the Mexican Badlands. I said, Estelle, it's not a good idea. These people, you know, on the outlying areas here could be dangerous. So sure enough, she talked me into it. Because I knew she wouldn't shut her face unless we went out there. So sure enough, I agreed to it. And wouldn't you know, no sooner did we get out there and I see these guys circling the car. I was forced off the road and they circled on horses. They were wearing gold lame pants. They were wearing dockciders. Instead of sombreros, they were wearing berets. And they all had plucked eyebrows. One of them came walking up to the window, busted out the glass with a rifle butt and said,
"Hi there, we're the gay caballeros."
I thought to myself, my God, they dragged me out of the car. Estelle said, "Hey, honey, she's on the other foot now." I said, "My God, Estelle! Estelle!" And they just laughed. They said, "Oh, he's a feisty one, isn't he? This one's going to give us a little action here. Looks, I love it when they struggle." And I'm thinking to myself, my God, Estelle, get the federales, tell them I'm being attacked and brutalized by the gay caballeros. Well, they held me down to the ground, and the biggest one approached me, licking his lips. I said, "Estelle, do something, do something!" She just tapped him on the shoulder, laughed, and said, "Hey, all the way, Jose." Yeah. 6 minutes after.